USA Radio News.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement is preparing to tell detention centers nationwide that women in custody can obtain abortions, the Wall Street Journal reported. According to a memo from Acting ICE Director Tay Johnson, the order also applies to detention centers in states that have prohibited abortion since the Supreme Court's ruling last month in Dobbs versus Jackson. President Joe Biden pushed back against the speculation of Democrats wanting him to step aside at the end of his four-year term. He claimed there's plenty of support within the Democratic Party for a re-election bid. Biden cited polls that he's popular, despite one poll from 2 weeks ago that had Biden at the lowest approval rating of his presidency. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
First Lady Jill Biden has apologized for her comments during a speech to the nation's largest Hispanic civil rights and advocacy organization.
With the understanding that the diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
The National Association of Hispanic Journalists said the First Lady and her speechwriter should, quote, take the time in the future to better understand the complexities of our people and communities, unquote. Washington State's new tax on carbon dioxide emissions under the Climate Commitment Act is projected to add 46 cents per gallon to the cost of gas next year. That nearly doubles the amount of taxes Washington State residents will pay at the pump. The program starts on January 1st. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is expected to visit Iran next week.
The Kremlin said Tuesday that Russian President Vladimir Putin will visit Tehran, Iran next week for a meeting with the leaders of Iran and Turkey for Syria-related talks. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters Putin will also meet separately with NATO ally and Turkish President Erdogan while in Tehran. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
As Michigan's countdown to its August 2nd primary now holds at less than 3 weeks away, a frontrunner is emerging for the GOP gubernatorial nod. Recent MERS News and Mitchell polling shows Tudor Dixon inching ahead of the pack. Three other candidates, Kevin Rinke, Ryan Kelly, and Garrett Soldano, are essentially tied for second. Ralph Rebant polled at 1%. James Craig, the former Detroit police chief, was bounced from the ballot for insufficient and invalid signatures on his nominating petition. He's running as a write-in candidate. A rock memorabilia dealer and two other men are charged with scheming to sell allegedly ill-gotten handwritten lyrics to Hotel California and other hits by the Eagles. The men pleaded not guilty on Tuesday to charges. The Eagles' longtime manager thanked prosecutors for bringing the case. And the president of Sri Lanka has fled the country amid an economic crisis there. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.